The word community is used a lot when talking about church life, yet it's often a vague notion. But what if we frame it as a spiritual discipline, that is, creating community as a spiritual discipline? We get much more traction. What does it mean to be a community now? What does it mean to create community as a Jesus follower? What does it mean to be a Jesus follower in this congregation, at this time, and in this neighborhood? And how do we keep what is essential and yet lean into the future where things are changing for us? Reverend Dr. Tom Bauer speaks to these questions and more in this episode titled, Learning to Be Community as a Spiritual Discipline. For a transcript of this podcast, please visit the coachingforinterims.com website. In addition, subscribe to this podcast series if you want to be notified when additional podcasts are available. Welcome to Coaching for Interims. We are about empowerment for interim ministry, best practices and quick help, wisdom from the field. This is our collaborative Wisdom from the Field project, featuring short interviews with transitional interim ministers and others with practical help and wisdom to offer those engaged in transitional ministry. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Wisdom from the Field. And today we have the good fortune to have with us Reverend Dr. Tom Bauer. And Tom is a veteran of the interim space, having served as an interim in not only a variety of congregations, but across denominational lines as well. And his background is in religious education, which is an interesting take for the transitional space. And as I got to know him, I thought, ooh, I want to capture some of his wisdom here, because he's a deep thinker, and he can also apply it in a practical way, which is great. And so, Tom, we did one a moment ago around transforming the work of committees to faith formation. And so in this second episode, the topic you and I had talked about was, quote, learning to be community as a spiritual discipline. And when I think of community and what the Christian faith is about, and think about the beloved community, that really got my attention when you phrased it that way. If you could say more about that, please.
Well, and wisdom is an important word in education. And I think the practice of wisdom is also practices of community. How we be wise is how we be in relationship with others. And so to place community at the center of our faith identity isn't a huge new theological insight, but putting that as our practice often is that insight. So coming into transitional positions and asking a congregation, well, what does it mean for you to be a community, becomes then an essential question for them. How will you live together? What are your shared practices? What are the shared values that you build those practices upon? And just to be asking, what does it mean to be community? And to move it beyond the very familiar, well, now we're going to do building community activities. Everybody's got all of those things, and everybody immediately grits their teeth and groans, oh, we have to do another set of exercises. But when you start saying, wait a minute, let's attend to this as a spiritual discipline, it takes on a whole different kind of tenor. You also then get the questions of, well, what is a spiritual discipline? And, you know, there's a lot of different definitions out there, and there's whole catalogs of what makes spiritual disciplines. So, I think part of what it is to say to the community, the spiritual discipline depends on the community that's building the community. And so what does it mean for you to have a spiritual discipline? And then what does that look like as community activity, as a community, as a verb? Now, I'm drawing an awful lot on a corpus of literature in Christian education that was literally called the Community of Faith Model of Christian Education. And that reaches back, the earliest ones of those are like 1970s, and they reach through into the 2000s. So it's a wide span of time that this was being written about. But what I found at the core is really four different questions for these theorists. Nice. The first one being, they're always asking, well, what's the issue that we're facing? What are the dynamics? Sometimes those were church dynamics. Sometimes those were social dynamics. But what are the dynamics we're trying to address with faith formation? And then secondly, they were articulating the qualities of being a Christian community. Broadly, these theorists, always saying these take particularities in the specific community. And then pairing that with the qualities, also then the actions of Christian community. And those two, as you're reading, often overlap. It's not like anybody took this four-part formula and wrote to it. You pulled these out. And then, okay, so you get dilemmas. You've got the qualities of community, the actions of community. And then what's the role of the facilitator? Not necessarily the leader, not necessarily the convener, but the facilitators of community. And there's often multiple facilitators with different roles. And so they're laying those out. And what I found to be more fascinating, I love theory, I love history, and oh, it's great to go back and pull at all these threads, to take these four essential questions and start posing them to congregations. And this then becomes part of that interim work, part of that transitional work. So we've got these four questions we're going to talk about. What are the issues you're facing? What do you see are the qualities of community? What are the main actions of being community in this congregation? And then who facilitates it and what's their role? That then starts to flesh this out. And the community is aware of being community. And the whole thing with this process is that community then is the content of faith formation. It's the process of faith formation, and it's the outcome of faith formation.
Oh, and let me just stop you there, Tom. Hold on. Whoa. So yeah. Community is the, say that again. Community is the content of faith formation.
Right. It's the process of faith formation, and it's the outcome of faith formation. And I think that's also a different orientation to be thinking community is these many parts of faith formation. It's not just the product. It's the content, the process, and the outcome.
Holy cow. That's nice. Yeah.
Community. And that shapes interim work, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it does. It can really give some depth and some breadth to these, you know, the three basic questions of faith formation. Who are we? Who's our neighbor? What's God calling us to do or serve? How serve our neighbor? A colleague that I did earlier on this added a fourth question from her doctor of ministry thing, like Jill Small, what's our building say about who we are? How does that influence, you know, our real estate and all that stuff? But these now take this notion of community as often you hear it as a noun. Okay, we have community. We're building community, you know, an object maybe or something like that. But you're using it, this is used also as a verb.
Right. And, I'm looking for that good verb form of community. I haven't found it in English yet.
Oh, communing. Yeah, that's got some noise in it. Or Okay. Give me those four again, Tom, because they're so foundational, if you would. Or however you're going to, I interrupted you. You might have more. We got another minute or so. Go ahead and keep going because I paused you there. Yeah.
I think what I've been discovering in this, it's bringing up questions of what is our heritage? What have we inherited in order to be community? But it's also leaning into the future. What does it mean to be a community now?
Yeah.
And that's a great tension to have. And that's in our transitional work, that's an inherent tension that we're always working with. How do we keep what's essential and yet lean into the future where things are changing for us? And asking these questions about community, especially if it's going to be content, process, and outcome, then gives us that good tension to be evaluating what do we keep and what do we move forward with.
What is essential? That question, what is essential about our community here, this congregation, this ministry, what's essential? And then that leads the question, well, how do we define essential? What does it mean for something to be essential from a standpoint of a Jesus follower, right? You got to locate it somewhere. It's for what, to what end? Essential has got to have some end, something tied to it, right? Because it's an evaluative term.
Right. And it's that general, what does it mean to be a Jesus follower? But what does it mean to be a Jesus follower in this congregation, at this time, in this neighborhood, with these dynamics?
Oh, man. Wow. Wow, that's powerful. Very, very thoughtful. Well, Tom, I'm about to start a new interim next month. I just signed a contract last night, and now I think you've given me a lot more. I don't want to say tools. Tools is a not the word for this, but a breadth of approach and some ease with that, because I love having models and things like that, but I don't want to be model driven, right? But to give some breadth and some depth to approaching it, because each interim, as you know, is different, right? You don't take a cookie cutter approach. It's got to be different. If it's organic, it's got to be different. Otherwise, you're not honoring the people and that you're working with.
Because each community is different.
Right. Wow. Wow. It sounds like we've come to a completion point here. This has been fabulous. Is there something else, Tom? I didn't mean to cut you off. Is there anything else you wanted to add to this one here?
Thank you. It's been really great being able to share these ideas.
Sweet, Tom. Thank you so much. And I look forward to doing another one of these at some point in the future. I'm sure there's a lot more where this came from.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye. If you have found this episode to be helpful, we would love for you to share it with a friend or leave a comment on social media. For more information about Coaching for Interims, check out coachingforinterims.com. There you will find our growing library of these short Wisdom from the Field episodes, featuring practical guidance on the great variety of challenges related to effective transitional ministry, all of which are available at no cost for your listening or reading. Coaching for Interims, Empowerment for Interim Ministry, Best Practices and Quick Help, Wisdom from the Field.